All right, greetings to all, and welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Obviously, I am not Bob Tuscan. I am, in fact, Freighter X. I come to you live tonight, sitting in for Bob Tuscan, who's in Viking mode, traveling about and having adventures out there in the wide blue yonder. He'll be back to report, I'm sure, on all the misadventures and tales of his journeys forth. But tonight, I am here from my normal perch on Saturday nights in the Middle Chamber, a show I do over on American Freedom Radio. But tonight I am here to sit in for Bob, and we're bringing in another crazy cat, another great friend of mine and Bob's, Freeman Fly from FreemanTV.com, who will join me and share whatever iconoclastic and innovative media he has gathered for all this evening. And we're both fresh back from the Conspiracy Conference 2013 in San Jose, so we'll report about that as well. And I know we have a break coming up in the first 5 minutes, so I'll just let you know. My show that I usually do on Saturday nights, I bring in different researchers and producers of media. I've had Joseph Farrell on my show, and Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips, Max Egan and John Lash, also David Bloom and David Serrata, Joseph Atwill, and real live magicians like Lon Milo Duquette and John Michael Greer. So what we're going to do tonight is to discuss different ideas that I've come up with in my research, and we're going to share a lot of the new and innovative media that Freeman will be bringing to everyone on Freeman TV over at FreemanTV.com, which has got an amazing future planned. And we're also going to talk about all the amazing researchers and media producers that we have encountered, especially in the latest Conspiracy Conference. We were also both at the Free Your Mind Conference, along with Bob Tuscan, your fearless leader, usually at the helm, Monday through Friday here at Republic Broadcasting Network. So, anyways, we're going to start off the evening talking a little bit about, well, like I said, we're just fresh from the Conspiracy Con, where we were ensconced in Silicon Valley there in San Jose, right next to Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Samsung. Samsung is huge. The building that Samsung occupies is about a city block, a giant city block. Yeah, those phone sales are being well spent over there at that gigantic Samsung building. And we can thank, you know, Silicon Valley and all of their innovative technology selling us back the satellite signals that were given to them free by our former fearless President Clinton back in the day. Mr. Clinton, I think it was 1996 or 97, if I'm not mistaken, the Telecommunication Act of 96 went into effect, whereby they gave somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 billion in telecommunications satellite transmissions to the companies like Viacom and MCI, WorldCom, AT&T, you know, at the time, Verizon. There was a couple others. Basically, they were just given the right to sell us back the signals that our tax dollars had already paid for those satellites to be launched into space. And, you know, that's where we're at. Steadily increasing cell phone and cable bills as they go up and up every year with those same services that we already paid for way back when. And when we return, we'll continue with learning about the inside story on a lot of things. And like I said, Freeman will join us right here on the Bob Tuscan Show, everybody. I'm Freighter X. Stay tuned for more on RBN.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Bob Tuscan Show, normally hosted by Bob Tuscan. Obviously not tonight. I am Freighter X, stand-in for the night. The Viking Bob Tuscan travels forth. He'll come back and tell us his adventures later on. I'm also going to be joined tonight by none other than Freeman, North American Intergalactic Rainbow Ambassador to the Mayans. That is his official title. I will be bringing him on as soon as we can get him on a sturdy signal. Hopefully he'll put that old hard wire into the old laptop. I always find that the hard wire connection, that can't be beat, you know? It's better than a sharp stick in the eye, as they say, down south as well. No, but anyways. So like I said, we just came back from the Conspiracy Con, and it was really amazing. I met a lot of really great people. One person I met was Ron Patton, who's the editor. Jamie's coming out in... Jamie is Freeman's partner in FreemanTV.com and Weird Stuff Magazine, and she's going to have an article as well. They're really churning out some amazing media right now. And as I said before, we both have met so many amazing researchers and media producers in one form or another in all of our travels that we've decided we're going to bring them all together under one banner. And, you know, one of the banners is putting forth great publications like Weird Stuff Magazine, which is over at freemantv.com, and Paranoia, the Conspiracy Reader, which this issue, the current issue, the spring 2013 issue, the one I have in my hand, is quite an amazing collection of, well, you know, there's so many authors in here and so many articles. Some of the ones that are, that stand out in my mind, there's one with regards to Amelia Earhart, which is an interesting topic, but Bohemian Grove Mysteries, an article with all kinds of black and white photos from like the 20s, really cool stuff, and a very interesting article. It's like a concise history of the Bohemian Grove starting at its beginnings all the way up to the current days. Then there's John Judge, JFK 50 Years. But the article that really stood out, there was two that really stood out. One of them was by one Cindy Robbins, and that was, let me see if I can, it's called The Conspiracy Survivalist, The Moral Compass of the Truth Seeker by Cynthia Robbins. Excellent article, talking, but she just really broke it down. It's like a playbook, really, of approaching the material that we deal with on a regular basis. Those of you listening to this show and other shows like this, those of you who comb YouTube and other media sources and who look to alternative media sources in order to bring greater clarity to the stories that are presented to us in our world that we know have been falsified, that we know have been contrived in one manner or another. The information war rages on, ladies and gentlemen, and we all know it. That's why we're here tonight listening to this show and other shows like this. We understand that there's a secret war, as I call it, a secret war on human consciousness that's been going on for a long time. And everything we know is a lie. You know, we're told, basically, we're living in a false flag reality, as far as I can see it. A fear-based war consciousness, false flag reality that is basically emulating a new Prussia, new Sparta, you know. That's the basic concept. And the other article I wanted to highlight is one called Coming of Age in the Secret Space Race by Olav Phillips, who is another rising star in the right at the ground level of truth research and media production. He's actually started his own Anomalies TV network, which is on the Roku box, and we hope to combine his efforts with Freeman TV network. We're also, I think Freeman's actually trying to get on through the hard line now, through the phone line, because we can't seem to get him on his Wi-Fi, so we're going to hope that the producer will check for Freeman and let us know when he comes on. And we'll also have other calls tonight. Anybody else who wants to call in, can do that 800-313. Okay, great. Anyone else wants to call in? 800-313-9443 can call in as well. And Freeman, are you there, buddy?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Welcome. I was just telling everybody about your good friend Olav Phillips' article in the Coming of Age in the Secret Space Race from the Paranoia magazine, where Jamie's coming out with a new article, correct, this summer?
Absolutely. I have currently forgotten the title, but yeah, it's already there. It's a Paranoia and in print, and Paranoia. They're a fantastic organization of one. I guess there's three of them, but yeah, absolutely. Where are you?
Well, I was just gonna say that, you know, the guys at Paranoia Magazine, the different contributors there, as well as other places that we've gone, the Free Your Mind Conference, the Conspiracy Con, and all points in between, we've met so many amazing and interesting researchers and media producers in one form or another, whether it be video makers or musicians or artists or just plain old pen and paper researcher, books in hands, you know, and coming together, we've trying to bring them all under one banner, aren't we, Freeman?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, as we traveled around in our big yellow school bus, Miss Emily, the one common statement that we heard was, I just don't have anyone to talk to. And we said, well, you know, we know 6 to 8 people in your town that just love to talk this stuff, you know. They would talk our ears off, so why don't you all just meet? And if we could find out ways to do that in more and more locales, like one person found out because of our arrival that their neighbor was actually into this all along. And here they had avoided the topic, even though they would see each other every day and were friends, but they avoided the weird stuff. And, you know, so it's like opening a door and creating this, this, you know, vortex of friendship that comes out of the weird stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, the really, the reason why I think Freeman put such an emphasis on the friendship agenda, especially the weird stuff too, but the weird stuff is just, the interesting realities that go on throughout life that we're just, they get overlooked in the everyday. But the idea of you saying people coming together and that whole friendship agenda idea, it's because I think we feel such a sense of empowerment and a sense of community when we get with like-minded folks and really start to, you know, resonate on the same truth frequency, if you will. Coin a phrase, right? We have another broadcaster out there. But anyways, you know, it is really true. It, there is an actual, I think, a resonant frequency that occurs when you get around a lot of people that all share insights and have all come to similar conclusions independently, but simultaneously. And that's that whole sync, the sync vibe. You know, both Freeman and I are also co-authors of the Sync book, Volume 2. And, you know, that's another, an amazing assortment of 26 different essays looking at synchronicity and synchromysticism, which, you know, really both Freeman and I, we share that, that sort of, what Freeman calls the slack magic approach. But, you know, we both also patterned it off the old, you know, following intuition and inspiration, like the old Celestian prophecy approach, right, Freeman?
Absolutely. You know, it really does boil down to altered states of consciousness, no matter how many different ways we look at this. So you could say that investing yourself into a secret society puts you in an altered state of consciousness. Even going to a mall actually puts you in an altered state of consciousness. And we have done this crazy stuff and gone out to the rainbow gatherings and lived out in the national forest. And, of course, that's an amazing altered state of consciousness, because that actually sets your entire environment into a new phase, whereas the others, you're still around familiar objects. But this altered state is when you start to see the paradigms inside of the world. And so when we would come out of the rainbow gathering, well, first of all, we had no concept of the fact that we were completely covered in dirt and had tufts of facial hair growing out in the weirdest locations. You know, I don't know. I don't grow a beard, right? I just get tufts of hair that grow on my face. And I forget about this. You know, you don't have a mirror or anything. So you're in this complete altered state, and you walk in and you come out to your first convenience store, and you get under those flickering fluorescent lights, and you've got that disgruntled conversational cashier standing there. No longer are you looked at eye to eye like you were at Rainbow. No longer do you have the smiles in front of your face. And all of a sudden you're disconnected from that other human that's standing right there when just 10 minutes ago the human would have been hugging you. And
totally.
So it's these type of altered states that we've gone through, and now we are trying to integrate them with the real world. Which we're doing a pretty good job, Friar. We really are. You know, you and I have stepped onto a ethereal platform, you know, a ground that could just fall out at any moment. We live in another realm we call the Internet, and we try to form a trade now that will actually keep that ground underneath us, right?
Absolutely, you know. And, you know, you're absolutely right about everything you just said with regards to how we invite this altered state of consciousness. When we get back, we'll take some of the phone calls that have gathered in the queue and come right back and join us here in the Bob Tuscan Show with Freeman and Frauder X. Stay tuned.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back. I don't want to stop. I like the tune. That's the coolest thing about being a guest host is you get to rock out to the tunes on the other shows because you always hear your same bumper music usually over and over again if you don't switch it up like some people do. But anyways, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. And this is Freighter X guest host as well as Freeman Fly from FreemanTV.com. You back there, Freeman?
Absolutely.
All right. So we are here just talking about various subjects. We will get to a lot of different subjects. We want to talk a little bit about Space War News and the future of FreemanTV.com, but there are some callers in the call queue that have been waiting, so we want to give them a chance to ask some questions or comments. So we'll go with Robert in Florida. You're live on the Bob Tuscan Show with Freeman and Frauder X. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this?
I'm Freighter X or Frauder X, and Freeman is here. We're sitting in for Bob Tuscan this evening.
Yeah, no,
how you doing?
No, this is Bob, and what have you guys done to my show? I lost out.
We're taking over, man. The Zionists have taken over.
Listen, is this a Freemason conspiracy? One day I was doing my radio show. The next thing I wake up in a room somewhere and I tune in and you guys are on the air.
We own the internet. You think you can hide from us, puny mortal?
Oh my goodness.
This is the proof right here, Bob, that you are a Zionist shill. Because look, Freemasons have run amok and offspring of Freemasons have run amok in your studio.
This is very scary, gentlemen. So, Freeman, the mark of the beast, the Maverick operating system, eh?
You know, you couldn't write the script, Bob. This is, I mean, you know, I gave the presentation at Free Your Mind. I was, you know, the whole point was to express this one thing, that this symbol is what the occultists say is the mark of the beast, and to show it to you over and over again so that you are sure I was correct. And you know, they only announced yesterday that the new Mac, which they're calling Maverick, OS system is the OX, which is the mark of the beast, as Bob, I'm blown away. I am. I hung my talk at the end on the Macintosh logo, which, of course, is the bitten apple, a sign or symbol of the fall of man. And I offered you the two answers to the questions of this bitten apple, because Steve Jobs says that it came to us through the witch, and that the Witch of Snow White, right? That's where he based the bitten apple off. So either it's a poisoned apple that's going to put you to sleep, or, as I showed throughout my presentation, it's a representation of the Lord of the Abyss and comes from the serpent in the tree, being the Tree of Life and its connections to Kabbalah. And, you know, I hung my entire talk at the end on that bitten apple because I knew it was staring everybody in the face from my computer as well. And lo and behold, I come home a week later, of course, months after I created the talk, and Mac announces they have this new OS system, and their corporate logo, or their logo for this, is an O and an X. And as simple as that symbol means, I have been talking about it since 1999. I've been covering it from the idea of W equated to 66 to Fox equaling 666 to OX being back to the 66. In this connection to the fallen angels and the dark side of the Tree of Life. And, you know, consistently now for 14 yeah. years and right up to them announcing, you know, this, it just blows my mind.
Here's my question, though, Freeman. Is this simply synchronicity, synchromysticism, or is there somebody in a boardroom saying we have to implement the symbolism?
Well, that has been the biggest question, right? Because as I have done and gone and classified nearly every major corporate logo and showed you the true reference to it all. Because if you understand Masonic ritual, if you understand what Froderick went through and rolling up his pant leg and having a sword through his bare chest while blindfolded with a noose around his neck, and the circumambulation, the circling around the altar that they've done in this death and resurrection ritual to this strange guy, Hiram Apiff, right? If you understood each of those aspects, then you would clearly see them in the corporate logos. A canted square represents the circling of the altar mathematically. Arby's is the cable toe. R&B is the sun magician. The golden arches of the Knights Templar of McDonald's, you know, on and on. If you were to understand this ramification, plus all of the classification that I have done, in that I've gone to every Mason temple and I've bona fide that Roy Kroc of Freemason, or of McDonald's, is a Freemason, that Sam Walton of Walmart is a Freemason. So, you know, I've also backed up the fact that the founders of these corporations are Masons. So therefore, you can clearly see that they are trying to send out a message to the rest of the clan, the rest of the
brotherhood. Freeman, if I might just step in a little bit and say, you know, if you also couple that with the idea that the SRI, Stanford Research Institute, put out a report in 1970 showing that we as an American population and collective consciousness would be more susceptible to Egyptian iconography and Masonic symbols.
Thanks for filling in for me. I'll continue to listen. Great stuff.
All right. When we come back, we'll continue with the Bob Tuscan Show right here, talking about Masonic symbolism and all strange things in between.
Tuscan Show. Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. Freighter X filling in for Bob. Also got Freeman Fly on the line. And we're taking calls, but just wanted to finish my thought. When I was talking about the SRI report, it came out, it was a government report in 1970 that basically let the government know, and the RAND Corporation and whoever else was paying attention at the time, that the American people were going to move into a consciousness shift at the turn of the century, the 21st century, and that we would be highly susceptible to suggestion and guidance, to be shepherded, if you will, by Egyptian iconography and Masonic symbolism. And I would posit, as did Picknett and Prince in the Stargate Conspiracy and a couple other books that they wrote, they posited too, that This would explain all the Masonic symbolism we see, not only in corporate logos, as Freeman has done the meticulous job he has of identifying and decoding, but also throughout every movie and television show and musical video and, you know, album cover, and it goes on and on and on. Science fiction book covers, and it's just, it's an endless array of repeated symbolism that must be deliberate. You know, it really must. And I know that Freeman's made it his life's mission to identify and to decode these symbols, and that's something that he did do. Freeman, did you get any, were you concerned at all about, calling Procter & Gamble a satanic, corporation, knowing that we had a Foster Gamble right there in the other room from the Thrive Camp?
Yeah, true enough. I did open the talk with, Procter & Gamble's, Man on the Moon logo, which, was the first reportedly satanic corporate logo, because there appeared to be 666 in the curls of the beard. Honestly, you had to get a bit artistic. I mean, yeah, there's three curls there, and perhaps because it was their, the contending force, Amway, that was calling these satanic charges against Procter & Gamble, that they actually won their court case and proved that they were not satanic. So I mentioned that they were proven in court not to be satanic. I was hoping, but yeah, I thought maybe if I opened right there, knowing I was going to be followed by Thrive and Foster Gamble, that it would shock and awe them a little bit. And
yeah, you know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's easier to see the three sixes in the Disney signature, frankly.
Well, yeah, I ended up with a final barrage of 666s throughout corporate logos. And yeah.
Well, you want to take another call? Really, we got does. Some callers that are backing up in the queue there. We could take, let's see, how about Chris from Vegas? What do you have for us tonight in the Bob Tuscan Show?
Well, it seems that I may have had a cosmic shift and transited into a change of consciousness and down into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Weird stuff is amok.
We've got Dr. X or Trader X and Freeman on here, and this is not my usual venue that I dial into, but it must be a divine intervention.
A divine invasion, right, Freeman?
Yeah, she's trying.
Well, you know, you're talking about the 666 logos that I hadn't heard about before, but I've recently discovered that the scratch marks on the monster can are the ancient Hebrew symbols for symbols for 666.
Yeah, you can thank me for you knowing that.
Cool. Well, it's occurred to me through some divine revelation, I suggest, that perhaps the 4th of July may be a co-option or a replacement, respelling of the actual date, which was the 2nd of July.
Huh.
And, of course, if one were to pay attention, note that they added 2 months, July and August, which could be AU, meaning gold, and G, standing for Gehenna gold or various other things, making the sound J as in just us, Augustus Caesar, and Julius Caesar, Caesar, Ashkenazis. The whole
goes on and on and on.
It may be a matrixal creation that we're living in.
Well, I think you've touched upon something, Chris, and that is that, you know, the language, words, pronunciations, they overlap, and that's how easy it is to get into these, like, rabbit holes of interpretation of symbolism. It is quite overwhelming. Where does it end? It's like pulling a thread on a wool sweater. You know what I mean? It just keeps coming. It just keeps coming, unwrapping.
Well, it's probably more proper to ask, where does it start? And our English came from Anglish, bent or twisted men.
Sure.
And we often forget to look at the operating system under which we're working, you know, because English is a very market-oriented language. That's why it is the first language of business. but we never really think about, unless you write that big ball in Disney and it'll tell you, about the authors of language and where the words initially come from. One of my favorites is absolute. I use it all the time. And when you tear that one down, you initially get the three sides of the story. Ab is the father, Sol the son, and Uta in the Sumerian mythos is Horus or Jesus. So you've got absolute as father, son, and son.
Huh.
And if you delve even farther into the ancient Greek or Hellenic or in Hebrew, then it could be Iesus, son of Zeus, or Jesus, which is the horse, or perhaps initials for Julius Caesar, the Caesar, the Pharaoh, the Pharisee, the sea people.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, listen, Chris, I want to thank you for calling in, but we got some other calls we want to move on to. So you have a great evening, and keep listening to Bob Tuscan. It'll go back to normal once the Zionist Masonic plot is done here for the evening.
Once we let him out of the coffin.
Yeah, once we let him back out, we'll raise him. No, but listen, we're going to go on to the next call, Chris, so you have a great night. And now we're going to move on to Sherry from New York. You're live on the Bob Tuscan Show with Freeman and Freighter X. Go ahead. What do you have for us?
Oh, thank the Lord. Can you guys hear me? I'm outside walking my dog.
Yeah, we can
hear you.
He just took a big nice juice for the Masonic guy. How are you, Bootstrap Freighter? Freeman, pleasure.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you, Freeman, and everything you say resonates with me because I've been studying the evil, well, the satanic, I guess, cabalic, occult, slash, I don't know what you want to call it, psychomatic thing. And it's interesting because, you know, you talk about the abyss and this, you know, the tree of life or the tree, I guess, I don't know if the Zohar called it the something about the pomegranate and stuff like that, but that I read that Lilith is really the Shekinah, and that kind of freaked me out. But what I don't understand is what they did during Hiroshima on the 33rd parallel with the nuclear explosion, and how they were creating the God mind, and what's up with the golem, and then taking a canister and bringing it in and then taking it out. It just seems so far-fetched to me. Like, are they hallucinating? Are they an acid? Like, what's going on? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I would like to say, you know, any normal person would say, well, that's over the top. That's just insane. But you open up Anton LaVey's Church of Satan book, and he tells you that the best place to raise a Cthulhu-like deity would be off of an oil rig. And, you know, this was written long before, you know, BP oil spill. And when you then watch South Park and they're showing you Cthulhu coming up out of the BP oil spill, like, what is going on this planet? There is so much more to the actions of what we consider everyday activity than simple accidents. And you can correlate the breaking of the Pentagon as a breaking of a seal, you know, within biblical realms or in any magical realm. You've broken your sigil. And then you couple this with things like the BP oil spill, which people would never correlate with the Church of Satan, but you can open up the Satanic Witch and find out that, you know, that would be where Satanists would call upon Cthulhu.
We know that Anton LaVey was working with Michael Aquino, who was doing occult practices for the United States Army in Vietnam and in other places.
Wasn't it part of the Franklin cover-up, and that's what happened to Mae Brussel, and she was uncovering that, and then she disappeared or hung herself with a dog leash or something like that. I don't know. Ate a bad dog biscuit. Something weird like that. Right? The Presidio and all that crap.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of scam going around the Presidio, again, with Michael Aquino and several other shady characters.
But the Naval War College was like, founded on, like, pedophiles and, like, diddling little boys. Like, oh, we're just going to put a little naval college here. We're just going to diddle boys while we get any recruits. I mean, it's sick. And it's sick how the whole genre of Hollywood brings in all this stuff that everyone's like, ooh, ah, like, you know, when you're talking about an altered state of consciousness, like when you go into a mall or you go into a movie or you turn on this freaking dead TV, you know, it's like...
That's more of a hypnagogic state. That wouldn't be an altered state of well, it is, but...
It is altered, but it's different.
It's a choice. It's a choice you make, you know. If you want to be in the mall, you go there as quick as possible to get some underwear, and that's it, and you're out. But, you know, it's this mindset where everyone is living in that they have no idea what the hell's going on. They're just living in Narnia. It's not even Narnia. It's not even Oz. It's, you know, no one knows, and it's going to be a rude awakening when I don't even know if they can understand it.
Well, one thing we can do, but we can measure from the level of opposition that's put up to keep us asleep, we can measure the potential power we do possess. Because I'm telling you, we have the power to shake off all this, to not comply, to get, you know, artistic and creative, to embrace the true life force. That's what... The friendship agenda and the idea of Slack
magic. I'm not going to a rainbow gathering getting naked, guys. I'm not doing that.
Ah, hey, you don't have to go there.
That day is done. It's now rainbow in the streets.
Yeah, now it's more like just getting together and realizing the truth about things. And first of all, one of the first truths is that we're all connected in this. They want us all to celebrate diversity and keep us divided. And the bottom line is, the truth is, we're all connected.
Of course. And we're one of the few ones that aren't blinded and actually see the psychoticness and the sociopathicness and this I don't even know what to call it. It's like a make-believe land.
Right, but then it becomes our charge to go and be the friend to the world that it needs. And that's, you know, that takes some bold moves on people's parts to go and speak to strangers, to go and just give friendliness and courtesy to a, you know, anyone. It's very difficult for people these days.
It's really difficult for people to really, they're highly reluctant to admit that they've been conned or that they've showed poor judgment in any way. And it takes a person with strong character indeed to face the facts and admit that they've been wrong, even if it's because they were uninformed or fooled. But it's hard for people to make that, you know, admission.
Yeah, the truth is that ignorance is not a bad word. And the fact that it has been associated with badness, and when you call somebody ignorant, that's an insult. That should not be an insult. We should want ignorance, because we need knowledge. And until you accept your ignorance, you're not going to receive knowledge, right?
Right. I mean, it's like the Grand Deception of Dajjal, you know. You have to, you know, you have eyes, but you don't see, you have ears, but you don't hear. I mean, it's a conscious choice of deciding and acting on what you need to and want to actually believe in and learn for yourself, because if you don't...
I'll tell you what, I am blown away by every story I have ever covered. And, you know, I'm very selective in what I cover, and the ones that I do, they just consistently blow my mind. I mean, there's no way that I could have ever thought that this whole Barack Obama clone of Akhenaten thing would not die. You know, at first it was just an amazing observation, and that was when I had recognized just Obama's face in correlation with Akhenaten's face and go, oh my God, they're identical. But then finding the rest of the family being identical to Akhenaten's family, now that's impossible. And then to have the asteroid come down and have it named after Akhenaten Satan, that's improbable. And then for them to come forward after I said he was a clone and announce that actually we do have the DNA. We've just built a multi-million-dollar DNA lab below the Cairo Museum. And we do have Akhenaten Queen T and the daughter's DNA, not to mention Nefertiti. And this has been a concealed secret for over 100 years. But I come out with the information. I say, this is what I believe, and this is how much I can prove to you. I can't show you that they have the DNA. But then, boom, they announce it. You know, there's the same thing with the Mark of the Beast. I'm coming forward. I'm building the whole spectrum. I'm defining it for you. And, boom, here's the new Mac OS system, and we're going to use the Mark of the Beast. You know, Russell Brand using it. McDonald's using it.
It's crazy. It's you know, Michelle Obama's first cousin is a rabbi in the Bronx. Did you know that? Swear to God, swear to you that she's a rabbi.
Hey, I just wanted to say, having worked the Freeman table at the Conspiracy Con in San Jose, that Obama space clone video, everyone who came to the table touched that video. Touched it. If they didn't buy it, they still touched it. They looked at it, they turned it over. Yeah. It was like the most...
What?
The one that everybody wanted to touch and everybody wanted to read and look at the back, and it was the one that interests everybody. What'd you say, Sherry?
Hold it.
They didn't want to buy it. They just wanted to touch it, like put it on their body and be like,
oh,
you know, that's cool.
Yes,
it's
a real mind-boggler, you know.
It's a mind-boggler because you think about, you know, the particle accelerators. Now they have 1,000 of them all over the world. And, you know, CERN, and what's up with the Higgs boson, and why do you guys want to space travel, and what's up with you weirdos, you know? It's just, you know, when you say,
yeah,
like,
of course, all of that fits right into what I was saying from the get-go.
Yeah.
The boson or the goddamn particle fits right in there.
That's it. We'll be right back. Right here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Freeman and Freighter X taking over the studio. Stay tuned, everybody.
The Bob Tuscan Show. The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out bird and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another
race. All right, welcome back, everyone. This is the Bob Tuscan Show, the last little segment before the end of the night. Wow, how the time flies. I've had a great night, a great show. I want to thank Bob for letting me sit in. I want to thank Freeman for joining me before the end of the show. I want to say thank you, Freeman, and all the people who called in. But we still have about 5 minutes left, so I wanted to take another call. But before we do, I wanted to say, you know, all kidding aside and all weird stuff aside, according to Anthony Sutton, in classical liberalism, the state is always subordinate to the individual. In Hegelian statism, the individual exists only to serve the state. And so from my perspective, I think what we represent is people who are trying to look for that classical liberalism-like effect, you know, that the approach that's more the idea that we have the power, the individual has the power to choose what direction they want to take their life, and the state has no right to tell us how to do that. Right, Freeman?
Absolutely. Sovereignty is a state of mind, and the universe is mental.
And what we choose, Freeman and I or other people, is not the same as what you will choose, what everyone will choose. And the idea, though, is that, you know, idealism in full effect, you know, we are a nation of individuals, I think, you know, and it's not to mean separate. That's individuals who are united, you know, in the idea that, you know, now, whatever, however this began, now we should be celebrating, you know, a unity through individualism.
Before this show ends, and I'm sorry to interrupt such a beautiful that's perfect, and we should have ended there, but I did want to announce that I will be speaking at Brave New Books in Austin, Texas, July 20th. It's a little ways off, but it's been scheduled, and so any of the Texas listeners, I just want them to get the heads up that July 20th I'll be at Brave New Books giving this new presentation, Aliens from Hell.
Excellent. That's modified from the awesome presentation that you gave at really blew them away at ConspiracyCon. You know, everyone was fully impressed. And Freeman, before we go, let's take this last caller. We got Jonathan from Tennessee who's been waiting patiently. Let's see what he has for us in the last few minutes of the show. Jonathan, go ahead. You're live on the Bob Tuscan Show with Freeman and Freighter X.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to say it's an honor to speak to you, Warriors of Knowledge. Freeman, I've listened to you and learned a lot of information from you guys. If I had to say one last thing within minutes of time, it'd be, I think everybody needs to go to Peru and drink ayahuasca and open up their consciousness.
Excellent.
I really think so. And I think, I don't know if any of you guys believe in reincarnation, but I think all of us who incarnated to take in this vessel have chosen to come here to still fight against this darkness and use love and higher vibrations to beat this low vibration entities, whatever you want to call them. I really think that we incarnated here to do this.
Oh, what a great sentiment, Jonathan. Thank you so much for that vision of the future, the hope for all of us. And I want to thank everyone else for showing up tonight. Go ahead, Freeman.
Well, that wasn't me, but good night.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everyone, and stay tuned for more Bob Tuscan. I think he's coming back next week. He's going to have guest hosts on all week. So have a great night and come back to RBN Network, Bob Tuscan Show. Farewell, everyone.
Them crazy. Them crazy. We're going to chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With